Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is in a very, very busy workshop coffee shop on Clerkenwell Road. It is Design Week, and so this place is heaving with people. Not only because the coffee here is amazing, but it's just a great place, a great space with great food. And Ben, the head barista here, just pulled me a double shot of version 12 we're at of the Cult of Don. And it is 100% Kenyan bean, two varietals there from a co-op, which is the SL28, and if I'm not mistaken, also the SL34. And it's a coffee that Richard Shannon, the roaster, tells me that Tim has sourced himself earlier in the year when he traveled to Kenya. And it is an extremely sweet orangey, and Ben just reminded me that maybe more of a kind of blood orangey, and it is true, like a Jaffa orange. And it's, even if in its color, and the crema has got this kind of orangey tint to it. And I tell you what, the Cult of Don coffees, they never cease to surprise me. They have such a lot of sweetness. And the only thing that did actually surprise me a little bit is that they're yielding in about 32 seconds, 32 grams of fluid. So they're letting it run quite a bit. They're dosing at 19 grams, or was it even 34 seconds and 34 grams? I've got to kind of ask Ben again. It's very busy. It is heaving here, chock-a-block, everybody queuing up for coffees and for some good food. But I'm going to take another sip. I mean, the smell first. The smell is quite treacly, I would say. I don't know why I'm getting that, but in the mouth, it's delicious. It's got a lovely mouthfeel. It's silky. It's got some lovely sweet fruitiness at the end. So if we say oranges, no way is it kind of too zesty. It is more kind of a, it's still juicy. But it, funnily enough, it kind of tails off into that, and it leaves you with a beautiful kind of refreshing taste on your tongue. I've got to have another sip. What attracts me to this is the color as well. The color is beautiful. What is this color? Well, actually, it's a bit orangey, really. It's beautiful. This is a double shot. Oh, second sip. It's cooled down a bit. Definitely orange. Definitely kind of. But you know, the funny thing is, going back to January version 10 that I had, that Richard kindly gave Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, was also kind of more orange marmalade like. So in a way, although Richard said this is a totally different espresso and totally different experience, it is still towards something that has a relation to oranges. I'm pretty sure it is. Anyway, look, it is beautiful. I think, again, a lot of congratulations go to both the roaster, Richard, and of course Ben, who's he's too busy now to talk to me because, as I said, they're queuing here and he's pulling one shot after the other. Maybe I'll have a little chance a little later. But this, again, is, it's a winner, I must say. And Richard just told me earlier that a lot of people, even from abroad, because it's become very popular to do guest espresso. And in fact, this particular one that he's roasting today, the version 12, will be delivered to Caffeine and will be on their guest espresso weekend list, I think the following weekend. So if Caffeine is closer to you than Workshop Coffee, you can always try it there. But it is, again, a beautiful, beautiful coffee. Thanks to those guys. Oh my God.